This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Pre-intermediate level. Paper AA124. Candidate Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. Use a blue or black pen in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these six conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
Where did Kristin take this photo? It's fantastic. Was it taken in the forest?
Actually, she took it from the stone bridge in town.
Really? The one near the park?
That's right. She's been taking lots of photos recently, and she's taking her camera to the museum tomorrow. B.
What does Fahad need from the market? I've already bought him some bread.
OK, that means he just needs milk. I bought fruit this morning.
OK, I'll get some. Are you sure he doesn't need salad?
Yes, I am. He's been given some salad by his neighbour. She grows lots of vegetables in her garden and rarely buys any. C.
What time does Keiko's party start tomorrow? It says 6 o'clock in my diary.
That has to be right then. I forgot to write down the time. I'd rather it was earlier at, say, 5 o'clock.
Why? If it starts at 6, we'll be home by 10.
Well, I have to be home by 8 because I've got lots of things to prepare for the next day, so an earlier time would be better. D.
What does Simon need to buy for his holiday in the mountains next week?
Well, he's already bought some walking boots, and his waterproof jacket is really good quality, so that'll be fine. But he still hasn't got any thick socks.
He can buy those from the sports shop in town, can't he?
Yes, and I'm lending him a warm hat. He's going to have a great time. I'm so jealous. E.
How long has Javier been learning the piano? I know he's been playing the guitar for about 6 years.
Well, he's had a piano for about 4 years, but he's been having lessons for 2.
Is that all? He plays so well. It sounds like he's been learning for at least 10.
I know. He's a great player and practices a lot. F.
What sports club has Fatima chosen to do? She used to be keen on tennis, didn't she?
Well, she'd rather do football, but there were no spaces left, so she's doing basketball.
That's what I'm doing. I wanted to choose swimming, but there were no spaces for that.
That's bad luck, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Now listen to the first part of the test again. Section L1. Listen to these six conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
Where did Kristin take this photo? It's fantastic. Was it taken in the forest?
Actually, she took it from the stone bridge in town.
Really? The one near the park?
That's right. She's been taking lots of photos recently, and she's taking her camera to the museum tomorrow. B.
What does Fahad need from the market? I've already bought him some bread.
OK, that means he just needs milk. I bought fruit this morning.
OK, I'll get some. Are you sure he doesn't need salad?
Yes, I am. He's been given some salad by his neighbour. She grows lots of vegetables in her garden and rarely buys any. C.
What time does Keiko's party start tomorrow? It says 6 o'clock in my diary.
That has to be right then. I forgot to write down the time. I'd rather it was earlier at, say, 5 o'clock.
Why? If it starts at 6, we'll be home by 10.
Well, I have to be home by 8 because I've got lots of things to prepare for the next day, so an earlier time would be better. D.
What does Simon need to buy for his holiday in the mountains next week?
Well, he's already bought some walking boots, and his waterproof jacket is really good quality, so that'll be fine. But he still hasn't got any thick socks.
He can buy those from the sports shop in town, can't he?
Yes, and I'm lending him a warm hat. He's going to have a great time. I'm so jealous. E.
How long has Javier been learning the piano? I know he's been playing the guitar for about 6 years.
Well, he's had a piano for about 4 years, but he's been having lessons for 2.
Is that all? He plays so well. It sounds like he's been learning for at least 10.
I know. He's a great player and practices a lot. F.
What sports club has Fatima chosen to do? She used to be keen on tennis, didn't she?
Well, she'd rather do football, but there were no spaces left, so she's doing basketball.
That's what I'm doing. I wanted to choose swimming, but there were no spaces for that.
That's bad luck, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to the passage and write the missing words in the spaces given. Remember that in 3 of the spaces there are 2 missing words.
Most of us brush our teeth with toothpaste at least twice a day. But not many people think about the history of toothbrushes and toothpaste. In ancient times, about 3,000 years ago, the Egyptians cleaned their teeth with small sticks from plants and trees. The first toothbrushes were invented by the Chinese. They were made from sticks and pig's hair. They later used horse's hair, as it was softer and more comfortable for the mouth. At this time, toothpaste was always a dry powder. It was made from things like eggshells or soft stones. Mint leaves or flowers were added to give it a nice smell. Sometimes salt was included as well to make people's teeth white. In modern times, from about 1800, toothpaste contained soap, and it was always put in glass pots. It wasn't until after 1945 that toothpaste was sold in a tube like it is today. The modern toothbrush with a soft plastic brush was first produced in the 1950s, and the first electric toothbrush was introduced in 1938. Nowadays, there are lots of chemicals in toothpaste, which help keep our teeth clean and healthy.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Most of us brush our teeth with toothpaste at least twice a day. But not many people think about the history of toothbrushes and toothpaste. In ancient times, about 3,000 years ago, the Egyptians cleaned their teeth with small sticks from plants and trees. The first toothbrushes were invented by the Chinese. They were made from sticks and pig's hair. They later used horse's hair, as it was softer and more comfortable for the mouth. At this time, toothpaste was always a dry powder. It was made from things like eggshells or soft stones. Mint leaves or flowers were added to give it a nice smell. Sometimes salt was included as well to make people's teeth white. In modern times, from about 1800, toothpaste contained soap, and it was always put in glass pots. It wasn't until after 1945 that toothpaste was sold in a tube like it is today. The modern toothbrush with a soft plastic brush was first produced in the 1950s. And the first electric toothbrush was introduced in 1938. Nowadays, there are lots of chemicals in toothpaste, which help keep our teeth clean and healthy.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to this passage about Irene Bernasconi and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick next to the correct answer. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Irene Bernasconi was a famous Argentinian biologist. She was born in La Plata in September 1896. She worked in the Argentinian Museum of Natural Sciences, Buenos Aires, for several years. But before that, at the beginning of her working life, she taught biology in a school. Her first book was published in 1925, and it was about sea life in general. Her real interest was starfish, and she found out important information about them. She was the first person to find out these facts, and she recorded this information in several books. She carried on working until she was in her 70s. When she was 72, she was asked to lead a research team on a trip to Antarctica. She travelled with three other scientists. During this trip, she and her team learnt a lot because they discovered new types of starfish. The sea was extremely cold in Antarctica, but they had special diving clothes to keep them warm. The Argentinian scientific community was very proud of Bernasconi, and she was invited to a public ceremony. She was given a special award for her work in front of a large audience. She died at 93 in Buenos Aires. There is a beach to remember her in Antarctica. It's called Bernasconi Cove.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Irene Bernasconi was a famous Argentinian biologist. She was born in La Plata in September 1896. She worked in the Argentinian Museum of Natural Sciences, Buenos Aires, for several years. But before that, at the beginning of her working life, she taught biology in a school. Her first book was published in 1925, and it was about sea life in general. Her real interest was starfish, and she found out important information about them. She was the first person to find out these facts, and she recorded this information in several books. She carried on working until she was in her 70s. When she was 72, she was asked to lead a research team on a trip to Antarctica. She travelled with three other scientists. During this trip, she and her team learnt a lot because they discovered new types of starfish. The sea was extremely cold in Antarctica, but they had special diving clothes to keep them warm. The Argentinian scientific community was very proud of Bernasconi, and she was invited to a public ceremony. She was given a special award for her work in front of a large audience. She died at 93 in Buenos Aires. There is a beach to remember her in Antarctica. It's called Bernasconi Cove.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.